with big bucks, and Whammies is back, bigger and better than ever. It's time to play Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. And now, please welcome our host, Todd Newton.
Hey, everybody. Thank you, Gary Kroger. Hi, folks. Welcome to Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. This is where you can spin your way to big bucks and some great prizes. Right now, let's meet today's player.
Hi, I'm Mandy, and I shop for a living, and today it's my turn to shop.
Hi, I'm Scott from Atlanta, and I'm here for a new car!
My name is Nora. I'm here for big, big bucks, and I come to collect for my new look.
All right, I can tell it's going to be a good one here. Players, are you ready to press your luck?
Yes!
All right! Well, let's get it going like this. You've each got $1,000 to start things off with today. Now, you can add to that by taking a chance on the big game board that you see behind me here. Believe me when I tell you, it is loaded with hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, including this gym car. Yeah, gym car for you. You will need to land on the gym space here in round one, and you will need to land in the car space in round three. Then, of course, you have to win the game, and when you do all those three things, boom, you drive that baby right on out of here, okay? Just like that. Now, each time you spin, you can add to your total by landing on a square that contains a cash value or a prize like this. Stop! His and her tennis rackets. I can stand on either side of the net and just kind of pop them back and forth. But you have to be careful of the dreaded whammy here, players. Land on the whammy, he'll come out here, take all your cash, all your prizes, knock you right out of the rest of the round. Now, the strategy in this first round is to take as many spins as you dare without hitting the whammy. You can freeze at any time if you're either scared of the whammy or if you think maybe you've already earned enough to win the round, okay? Remember, the player in the lead at the end of this round has the big advantage in the final round. The player in the lead at the end of the game is our winner and the only one who gets to keep everything they've won. Good deal? Okay. Now, we did a little drawing backstage to see who would go first here. Mandy, you won the drawing. We're going to start you off with $1,000. Let's hit the board. In motion, there it goes,
okay,
and here comes the
hand. Whammy. I need to stop now. Stop.
Stop at a whammy, Mandy.
And I'd like to thank my agent, but most of all, you.
Well, at least he's gracious, but Mandy, that's not how you want to start off the game. You've got $0 at your first whammy. You are out of this first round, which means it's just between Scott and Nora. Now, Scott, we come to you, $1,000 to begin with. Be very, very careful up there. Here comes your first spin. Let's see what you can add to it.
All right, big money, big money. Whammy, whammy, go away. Don't ever come back any other day. And stop.
Stop and go back two spaces to cookware.
Hey,
Scott, you'll take that, right? Not a bad way to start things off. Nora, how about it? You've got $1,000 to start, too.
Okay.
Let's add to that now. Put the board in motion. Here comes Nora.
Big bucks!
Stop! At garden furniture. Getting right to it. That's worth $378.
Okay.
Now we have made it down the line. We only lost one player. That was Mandy back up top. What we're going to do now, players, is make it a little more interesting. Put some more whammies on the board. Here they come. Watch where you step. Scott, we're back to you. You are in first place with $1,500. Do you want to freeze there, or do you want to press your luck?
I want to press my luck,
okay,
man. I want to go for it.
Stop it. Move one space. Either a spa or basketball arcade game. Which one would you like? You've got it. How about that? A full spa treatment for you. Scotty valued at $345. Work out all the kinks. Nora, down to you. Second place, $1,378.
Okay.
Freeze or press your luck?
Press my luck.
Okay.
Come on for the big, big bucks. Big money.
Stop. And a little river rafting expedition for you worth $500. Nora, put you in first place. All right, more whammies appearing now on the board. The further we go, the more dangerous it gets. Scott, we're back to you in second place by mere dollars. What do you want to do, freeze or press your luck?
Press my luck.
Okay. Stop at a home gym.
Yeah.
Worth $250. $2,095 is where you are now, Scott.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Nora, down to you. Second place, $1,878. What you gonna do? Freeze, press your luck.
Spin.
Okay.
Big bucks. No whammies. No whammies. Big bucks.
Stop at $1,250. 3,128. Nora, it must be about, I like your stop method. You start way up here and just kind of let it fall there. Put you in first place. Also, put some more whammies up there on the board as we go on. Taking it to another level, Scott. That's what it's all about. We come to you now, $2,095, second place. What's it going to be? Freeze or press your luck?
Like you said, man.
Okay. Stop at movie tickets for a year. Worth $520, Scott. Nora, down to you. What's it going to be?
Got to spin.
Okay.
Big bucks.
Stop. A whammy from down under.
The secret is to catch the crocodile by surprise.
Okay, Nora, you've been bitten, and you are out of this first round. Scott, that means it's just you here. Here's your situation. $2,615, that's not too bad. If you freeze here, obviously you'll have the advantage in the third and final round, which is very important. But if you want to press your luck, still plenty of great prizes and lots of money up on the board. What's it going to be?
I'm going to drive it home, baby.
All
take
right, here we go. Stop at the gym car! Look at you, Scott! Now, Scott, you realize if you land on car in the third and final round and you end up winning the game without hitting any whammies between now and then, you're going to drive that baby right out of here.
Yes, I do.
That's a nice thing. Yes, I do. Still, $2,615, and may I say, you'd look fantastic in
that
vehicle.
Thank you very much,
Mike. All right. Do you want to press your luck further? Do you want to freeze here? What's it going to be now?
I'm going to go with the audience. I'm going to freeze right here. I'm going to freeze
All right, Scott. What we got here at the end of the first round, we have Mandy and Nora, each with $0 and one whammy. Scott in the lead, $2,615. When we come back from this short break, our question round, where these folks right here are going to try and get themselves some spins. Don't you miss it. Welcome back to Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. Now, I know you folks at home have been just itching to get to know these players a little bit better, so we're not going to keep you waiting any longer. Mandy, we're going to start with you, a professional shopper, I understand.
What better job could a woman want?
What better job could a guy want? I mean, come on. Now, how does one get into an occupation like that?
I don't think there's anything else I could do. Like, ask my mom, my bills and her bills and my debt, but I'm probably a little addicted to shopping.
Oh, I understand.
Clothes.
So it's therapeutic and recreational
it's
at the same
good.
Time.
Depression,
it's
happy, go shop.
And I see you have your own sense of style there, very unique.
Sure. Well, see, I can only wear this once. That's a problem. I'll wear it once and it's gone.
I got you. Well, it's great to have you
Mandy.
Sure. And speaking of own unique senses of style, that brings us to Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Todd.
I feel like I'm going to walk out of here with three chapters to read before tomorrow I stand here in front of
you. You will be tested.
Yes, you're here to try and get some money for a new car.
Yes, I need a new car desperately.
Right. Did you walk here, ride a skateboard? Is it that desperate?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, well, we'll see what we can do for you. You've got the gym card there. You're just about halfway to that gym car. That's a pretty good thing. Good to have you here, Scott. And Nora, that brings us to you, last but certainly not least. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a mother of three, a grandmother of six, and I just love to win money.
Well, with six grandkids, I guess you probably do. That's a good thing. Claire, it's great to have you here. We're going to get back to the game now, and we're going to give you a chance to earn some spins for the final round of the game. Of course, I don't have to tell you, the more spins you get, the better chance you have of winning this game, and this is how this round works. I'll ask you a question. The first player to buzz in will answer that question. That answer becomes one of three choices for the remaining two players. A correct buzz-in answer will get you three spins. A correct multiple-choice answer gets you one spin, okay? Here comes the first question. In terms of succeeding the President of the United States, tell me who immediately follows the Vice President. Scott.
Secretary of State.
Is it Secretary of State, Speaker of the House, or Secretary of Defense? Mandy.
Secretary of State.
Nora.
Secretary of Defense.
It's actually Speaker of the House. Oh. Speaker of the House is the next in line there. No spins for anybody down the line, so we'll move right on to our next question. Zachary, Joshua, or Jacob? In 2001, tell me which name was the most popular baby boy's name in the U.S.? Nora.
Joshua.
Was it Joshua, Jacob, or Zachary? Mandy?
Jacob.
Scott?
Zachary.
It was Jacob. Jacob. Mandy picks up a spin there, goes to one, and thumbs up for everybody. Scott stays at zero. Nora, you stay at zero as well. And we move on to the next question. Eating shrimp causes these birds' feathers to turn pink, but it doesn't explain why they stand on one leg. Scott.
Flamingos.
What bird am I talking about? Flamingo, ostrich, or emu? Mandy?
Flamingo.
Nora?
Flamingo.
Sure, flamingo. There we go. Mandy, you get a spin on that one. You are now at two. Scott, that's three spins for you for buzzing in on that one. You're at three. Nora, you pick up one. You are at one. Before hosting his own talk show, Jerry Springer served as the mayor of what Ohio... Scott?
Cleveland.
Ohio City that was home to WKRP. Was it Cleveland, Cincinnati, or Toledo? Mandy?
Cincinnati.
Nora?
Cincinnati.
It was indeed Cincinnati. That's right. Mandy, you get another spin. That gives you three. Scott, you stay right there at three. Nora, another spin for you gives you two. Here comes your final question. By definition, if someone told you your epidermis was showing, it would mean that what part of your body was visible? Mandy?
Skin.
Is it skin, tongue, or hair? Scott?
Skin.
Skin. Nora?
Yes, it is skin. That's right. Okay, Mandy, another three spins for you. Put you at six. Scott, you get another spin. You're now at four. A spin for you, Nora. That wraps up this round with you having three. And when we come back, there will be over $100,000 in cash and prizes on the big board looking for a home. Where will it go? Find out right after this.
Argus Internet Ready Camera with voice recording capability, sleek styling with an innovative design for today's lifestyle, an American tradition since 1936 from Argus.
All right, it's the final round of Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck players. Over $100,000 in cash and prizes on the big board, and like always, some whammies. Be careful, because if you hit one of them, they're going to grab all your cash, they're going to leave you flat broke, and if you hit four of them, you'll be eliminated from the game. Mandy, be careful. Nora, be careful. You each have one. And if that's not enough, the big board now features double whammies. Yeah, they not only take all your money, they come out here and mess with you a little bit. And there's more strategy in this round, because you can pass your remaining spins to the opponent in the lead in hopes that they hit a whammy. Plus, the leader has to take all the spins that have been passed to them. Remember, only the player in the lead at the end of the game gets to take home their cash and their prizes. And, you know, Scott, since you have your gym token there, you are halfway to winning yourself that gym car, which is nothing to sprout about. You land on car in this round, then you win the game. You'll be driving out of here in style, my friend. Going to your movie theater tickets
right,
and going
spa,
to your home gym.
Oh, yeah.
I'm picturing that right now. Pardon me. Okay, all right. Scott, you are in first place, $2,615. You will have the advantage of going last in this round.
Okay.
You and that car going to the theater just makes me smile. All right. Normally, we would go to the player with the least amount of money here, but Nora and Mandy are both tied at zero, so we go to the player with the least amount of spins to go first here. Nora, that's you. $0, one whammy, but she's got three spins. Here we go with your first one, right?
Okay.
You ready? Let's
all right,
do it.
Big money, big money, big money.
Stop at a double whammy.
Mommy's home, and I've got some lovely fruit and vegetables.
Nora, what did I tell you?
I know.
About the double whammy.
No
good grief, they're dropping rubber chickens on you, for crying
no
out loud.
No whammies.
All right. Down to zero, your second whammy, and you do still have two spins to get you back into the swing of things.
All right.
Here we go.
Big bucks, big money, big money, big money.
Stop at $4,000 in a spin. The magic lucky rubber chicken.
Yes.
All right, Nora, $4,000. Now you're in first place. Two spins to go. Do you want to pass them to Scott, or do you want to press your luck?
I'm pressing my luck. Big money, big money.
Stop at another double whammy. Nora, I have to ask you. How many times in your wonderful adult life have you been soaking wet holding a rubber chicken? My guess would be not too often.
This may be the first.
Okay. Well, here's the bad news. You have no money. You have three whammies. If you get one more, you will be out of the game. The good news is you still have one spin. There are a lot of squares up there that can get you another spin and some big money, a great prize. Would you like to hit the board there, or would you like to pass?
I'm going for the
Let's press your luck. Okay. Stop it, $750 for a spin. You're staying alive, Nora.
I got one more spin.
You got another spin. You want to take it?
Yes.
Let's go.
Okay, big money.
Stop at $600. Okay. Still in the game, $1,350 and two rubber chickens. Nora, okay. You're in second place. We come down here to Mandy. $0, six spins, one whammy. You ready for your first one, Mandy?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go.
No more whammies, no more. Stop.
Stop it, $800. Third place, okay. Five spins to go. Here we go.
Let's
keep
go.
It coming, she says. Stop in a dining room set with $1,298, and just like that, you're in second place. Entertaining little dance moves going with Mandy Spinson. Oh, okay, great, got you. Okay. I'd pull a muscle if I tried that, but Mandy's much more limber than I am. Four more spins, Mandy, what do you want to do with it? Okay, let's go.
Okay, big bucks, need more money.
Stop at a double whammy. There's nothing like the smell of freshly cut grass. We'll take a little commercial break, come back, see what Mandy's going to do with her final three spins. Will she pass them, or will she press her luck? Stay right there. Before the break, Mandy hit her second whammy, and my, what a festive whammy that was. You have $0, but you have three spins. Do you want to press your luck?
I'm going. No more grass. Let's go. No more grass. I'm going. No doubt. I'm going to the lava. Stop.
Stop at a double whammy. Mandy. Yeah. Gummy worms, how festive. Better be careful then. All right, Mandy, there you go, your third whammy, still at $0, but you still have two spins. You trail Scott by $2,615. You want to press your luck? Let's go.
Okay, I'm going to press it, no doubt. More spins, more money. Stop
at recliners worth $568. You have one spin here. If you want to press your luck, be careful. One more whammy and you're out of the game, but there's lots of great prizes, lots of big money up there too. Let's
do
it.
No doubt.
Stop and a trip to Palm Springs worth $825. $1,393, enough to put you in second place now. Scott, we come to you. Of course, you got the gym card in the first round. Uh-huh. If you get car here and you end up winning the game, that gym car is all yours. You're in first place with $2,615. You have four spins, no whammies. Things are looking good for you. You ready to hit the board?
Bring me the car.
Let's
baby.
Go.
Bring
all
me
right.
the car. Here we go. No whammies, no whammies. Stop.
Stop at living room furniture worth $1,000, up to $3,615. Scott, three spins to go. Are you ready?
I
press
am
your
ready.
Light.
Okay. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Come on. Bring me the car. Bring me the car. And stop.
Stop at a double whammy. There you go, Scotty. Now, unfortunately, and the whammy rises from under the apples. That takes away your gym car, Scott. We're sorry about that. It also knocks you down to zero. You have two spins to go. You trail first place by $1,393. Would you like to press your luck?
Yes, I would.
Let's go.
Let's go, Thursday. Come on. We got a lot of making up to do. Stop.
And a tennis bracelet worth $1,925. And there you go, right back into first place. Now, Scott, here's your situation, my friend. You have one spin left. You are in first place. If you choose to pass, that spin will go to Mandy. She's creeping up on you a little bit. If you choose to press your luck, the board is yours, but you will have to avoid a whammy here. If you manage to do that, you'll be our winner. What would you like to do? Pass or press your luck, Scott?
I will pass.
Knocks you right down to zero, and Mandy, you did it! $1,393. You pulled it out of nowhere with three whammies. You're our winner, and here's my buddy Gary to tell you what you've won.
Mandy, you've won his and her leather match loungers, Ashley's comfort lounger, and Ottoman and designer leather match fabric. Durable swivel recliner chair, fashioned in a smart contemporary look. Creative styling that adds to any decor from Ashley.
And three nights and 4 days for two at the historic Ingleside Inn in Palm Springs, California. Named one of the best by lifestyles of the rich and famous, the Ingleside Inn is also home to the world-famous Melvin's Restaurant. Your grand total is $1,393.
Thank you. Okay, come on, please.
Congratulations. The second tallest person that's ever been on the stage. Scott, thank you very much. Hope you had a good time. Let me straighten your tie here. Nora, thank you so much. You folks at home, you got some great stuff. Palm Springs.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Thank you, folks. We'll see you next time on Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck.